I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but we haven't got anything now until next Thursday. Oh, this is taking ages. Sorry. What's the point of looking at the point of the time? What's going on? That new doctor you hired. He hasn't buzzed the intercom for ages.
Let me go and have a word.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Thanks. Sorry.
John? John?
Looks like I'm done. I thought I had some more to see.
Oh, I did one or two of yours.
One or two?
Well, maybe five or six.
I'm sorry, that's not very professional.
No, no, not really.
I had a bit of a late one.
Oh, right.
Anyway, see ya.
So, what were you doing? Keep you up so late?
I was attending a sort of book event.
Oh, she likes books, does she, your girlfriend?
No, it wasn't a date.
Good. I mean,
And I don't have one tonight.
A book that everybody would own.
I need to get some air. We're going out tonight.
Actually, I've got a date.
What?
To where two people who like each other go out and have fun.
That's what I was suggesting.
No, it wasn't. At least I hope not.
Where are you taking her?
Cinema.
Oh, dull, boring, predictable. Why don't you try this? In London for one night only.
Thanks, but I don't come to you for dating advice.
It's years since anyone took me to the circus.
Right, yes. Well, it's a friend recommended it to me and phoned up.
Oh, what are they, a touring company or something?
I don't know much about it.
Oh. Well, I think they're probably from China.
Yes, I think so, yes. It is a coincidence.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Hi, I have two tickets reserved for tonight.
And what's the name?
Holmes.
Actually, I have three in that name.
No, I don't think so. We only booked two.
And then I phoned back and got one for myself as well. I'm Sherlock.
Hi.
Hello.